Many times we forget the one who is really in charge, don't we? Anybody seen Patch Adams? I showed this clip, and if I'd have been thinking, it's hard for me, I would have showed this clip out there. But there's this man in a hospital where people are having mental issues, and he walks around holding up four fingers, right? And he says, "How many fingers do you see?" And everybody says, "Four." Four fingers, right? Well, finally, the guy who becomes Patch Adam comes in and patches his coffee cup. That's where he gets his name, Patch, all right? And he says, "Patch, how many fingers do you see?" And Robin Williams, of course, says, "Oh, come on, man. You know there's only four fingers there. Why do we keep telling you that?" He says, "No, you idiot. You're not supposed to look at the fingers. Look past the fingers. Look past the problem to the solution." And whenever he did that, I don't know how they did it with the camera, but you can see eight fingers there. And Robin Williams, or Patch, said, "Eight. Yes, you got it right. You got to look past the problem to the solution." Who is the solution in our life? God, Jesus, yes, one and the same. God is the solution, and that's what God was looking at, or that's what David was looking at. Excuse me, I got so excited, got ahead of myself. That's what David was looking at that day. David was not looking at Goliath, amen? David was looking at God. That's right, that's who David was looking at. You know, David went around to all the soldiers trying to find his brother, saying, "How can you allow someone to talk about your God this way?" And the soldier said, "Are you kidding? I don't have a death wish. I'm not going to go out there and do that." David refused to listen to his brothers. David refused to listen to the soldiers' rumors or even to be intimidated by Goliath's threats. David had confidence in himself because of his past experience, and he believed with every fiber of his being that God would protect him. David didn't see Goliath as a problem as much as he saw him as a possibility to bring glory to God. Amen? And this is the second principle. Confronting giants takes a courageous response. Courageous response. Most react to their giants by running away. Verse 24 says that when the Israelites saw Goliath, they ran in great fear. And that's what we tend to do as well. "Oh, Eric, that isn't true. I stand up to my giants." "Oh, I don't know." Most of us live like we run from our giants, folks. Let's be honest here. Rather than face an intimidating person, we ignore them. We might even go around the block to ignore them, won't we? Rather than confront a difficult problem, we use all kinds of ways to escape. Oh, and the older we get, we hear of more and new ways to do it, don't we? Drugs and alcohol and pleasure, sleep, suicide. Instead of getting help for our temptations, we give in or just hope when we wake up, it will be gone. That's how most of us deal with our giants. David, however, as a young teen, refused to run. He had courage to stand. He believed in his past experience, and he believed in God's protection. I'm getting worked up. Are you all getting worked up? You know, I don't want to go somewhere where you're not. You know how you know when you're a leader? It's when you look behind you and people are actually following. Right? Yeah. So I don't want to go anywhere that you don't go. But I'm getting excited about this. Think about this. This teenage boy had the audacity to go out there in front of all the trained Israelite soldiers and stand in front of this Goliath, this giant. Can you imagine that? How do we get David's kind of courage? How do we get that? How do we have righteous anger? Do you hear me? I didn't say how do we get angry. I said how do we have righteous anger to stand up for people who are unjust, who are treating people unjustly. How do we get that righteous anger that David had? Tell me, how do we do it?